You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Hello, and thank you for joining us. Today is Tuesday, July 7th, 2020, and we are back for a new episode of Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights. We will jump right into the news. Today, we're going to try a little bit different format. So, you know, I'd love to hear your feedback if you want to email us at news@callputstrike.com. With that feedback, I would appreciate it. We're going to try to do a little bit of a deeper dive into particular stock. So you'll have to wait for the second half to figure out which stock that is. I'll give you a little hint. It's in the technology sector. But that being said, let's just dive right into today's news. Let's go. And today's headlines include Trump vowing for the schools to reopen come fall. And we see the travel stocks unfortunately start to sink. So here is your daily financial news summary for Tuesday, July 7th, 2020, here at Call Put Strike. After a big day of gains yesterday, today's results rebounded back and we saw losses across the markets, including a slide just before the closing bell to put the markets a bit deeper into the red. The Dow Jones ended up closing down 1.51%. The S&P 500 was down 1.08%, while the NASDAQ ended down 0.86%. This ended five days in the green for the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. Travel stocks continue to suffer as the yo-yo effects of reopening and COVID threats impact travel domestically and internationally. Norwegian Cruise Line and Carnival were both down by more than 5% each, while United Airlines was down by 7.6% as they announced additional furlough and layoff warnings. American Airlines also saw its stock close the day 6.95% lower. Levi Strauss & Company announced that sales were down 62% in the second quarter and that the company also plans to cut about 15% of its global workforce as a result. That dive in sales was a result of their retail locations being closed for nearly 10 weeks and their need to rely on online sales, which could not cover the retail sales. According to Peter Cardillo, the chief market economist at Spartan Capital Securities, said, quote, "This market is way overbought. This market has been ignoring the potential problems that are going to arise from the coronavirus," end quote. Again, that was Peter Cardillo, the chief market economist at Spartan Capital Securities. Moving on, President Donald Trump plans to keep schools on track to be reopened in the fall, despite COVID cases continuing to grow. He said in a White House event today, more than 50 million children attend schools in the United States. He said, quote, "We're very much going to put pressure on the governors and the schools to reopen. Open your schools in the fall," end quote, the president said. To close out today's news, TikTok, owned by Beijing-based ByteDance, is again becoming a target on the radar of another global leading government. After India announced bans of TikTok this past week, among other Chinese technologies, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Tuesday that the United States is also looking at banning the popular social media app, along with other Chinese social media apps that may be creating national security concerns. And that wraps up today's financial news summary. We will take a quick break and a word from our sponsors and return on the second half of today with a little market insight look at a technology company known as Samsung. Hang tight. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the second half of today's episode of Call Put Strike, Daily Financial News and Insights. I'm Scott Ponywaz, the publisher of CallPutStrike.com, as well as your host for the podcast. We have a few new writers on staff, and so we're trying something a little bit new today. Typically, we've kind of looked at broader topics and a little bit more of a how-to of investing or sort of some of the key terminology around the markets. Today, we decided after Samsung announced quarterly earnings that we might take a look at Samsung and take a look at what those results meant and what they might mean going forward. So we'd love to hear your feedback. Email us at news@callputstrike.com news@callputstrike.com, or you can also use the links in the podcast summaries themselves at the very bottom. You can actually leave us like a voice message, which is kind of cool. I haven't used that yet, but so you can feel free to leave us a little insight, and maybe we'll even share it on a future episode. So that being said, we'll dive right in. So here it is, our look at Samsung and their Q2 earnings and what it means next. So Samsung Q2 profit was up 23% amid the COVID disruptions. And so here we are. We're going to take a deeper dive into Samsung. So Samsung weathered COVID-19 disruptions in Q2, going by the stellar financial results for the three months ended in June. The South Korean juggernaut saw underlying profits come in better than expected, helped by surging internet traffic that saw chip demand surge to record levels. The hardware giant also benefited from a spike in hardware demand as more people were forced to work from home in the quarter. So, what were the Samsung Q2 results for 2020? Operating profits were up 23%, coming in at 8.1 trillion won, or $6.8 billion in the quarter, compared to 6.2 trillion reported in the same quarter last year. Net sales totaled 52 trillion won, driven by strong demand or chips used in making internet devices. The better-than-expected operating income and sales came at the backdrop of the South Korean company warning that its second quarter profit was at risk of tanking. The company was forced to shut down most of its plants and stores at the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic, which was expected to hurt the underlying core business. However, the company was able to shrug off stores and plant closures by trimming operating expenditures quickly. The company cut its marketing expenses and enhanced the sale of TVs and monitors to people forced to work from home. Better than expected financial results affirm strong demand for hardware devices amid the disruptions triggered by COVID-19's pandemic. It also affirms the ongoing transition to online activity as more people resort to working from home in adherence to the social distancing initiatives around the world. So now, what is Samsung's outlook? Well, demand for the devices capable of connecting to the internet and facilitating video conferencing, as well as web-based execution and entertainment, continues to fuel Samsung's core hardware business. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast. And by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.